The following film has not been rated by the Motion Picture Association of America.
It rubs lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Mister, my family will pay cash. Whatever ransom you're asking for, they'll pay it.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Yes, you will, precious. You will get the hose.
Okay. Mister. If you let me go, I won't press charges, I promise. See, my mom is a real important woman. I guess you already know that.
Now it places the lotion in the basket.
Please. All right, go home, please.
It places the lotion in the basket.
I want to see my mommy. Please, no.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket!
Ah! I would like to scan all of you in this room, one at a time. I must remind you that the scanning experience is usually a painful one, sometimes resulting in nosebleeds, earaches, stomach cramps, nausea, sometimes other symptoms of a similar nature. There's a doctor present, Dr. Gatineau. I know that you've all been prepared for this, but I thought I'd just remind you just the same. There is one other thing. No one is to leave this room once the demonstration has begun. At this point, I'd like to call for volunteers.
Hours since I've translated and spoken aloud the first of the demon resurrection passages from the Book of the Dead.
Shh, listen up. This is my father's voice.
And now I fear that my wife has become host to a Kandarian demon. May God forgive me for what I have unleashed onto this earth. Last night, Henrietta tried to kill me.
No.
It's now October 1st, 4:33 p.m. Henrietta is dead. I could not bring myself to dismember her corpse, but I dragged her down the steps, and I buried her. I buried her in the cellar. God help me, I buried her in the earthen floor of the fruit cellar.
Who's that?
Somebody's down there with him.
Oh, can't be. Let's get the fuck out of here.
That one's in my fruit cellar! Someone with a fresh soul!
Let me out! There's something down there! It's a trick! I know it! Move in! Open those chains up!
Sweet Henrietta.
Thank you.
Yeah. the outside, nothing to do indoors. They even shut the movie soon as it is dark. They drive the people off the streets and then they lock the park. But there's one place you can always find to go. And as soon as the drugstore closes, you will hear somebody say, let's all go around to Mary Ann's and pick up a tune upon the piano. There's something nice, it's always on the ice. And you don't have to ask her twice for a drink or Coca-Cola. Her front door key is always in the lock. The door's standing open and you never have to knock. For Mary is Irish and so is the cop that beats it around the block. So you never go home tomorrow morning around the Mary Ann's. On the busy river, a tanker rammed a barge. Gasoline was belching out, the hole was really large. The captain in his cabin, the second mate, was in charge. He told the men to patch it up, but the hole was much too large. He radioed for help, but the radio was broke. Then he sat down to think a while and have a little smoke. The flames spread over the water and even up the creek. The captain came out of his cabin and said, I think we sprung a leak. Well then let's all go around to Mary Ann's and pick them a tune upon the pianola. There's something nice and it's always on the ice. And you don't have to ask your twice for a drink or Coca-Cola. Her front door key is always in the lock. The door is standing open and you never have to knock. For Mary is Irish and so is the cop that beats it around the block. So you'll never go home till morning, you're around to Mary Ann's. Up at the reactor, the dials were showing red. The core was at the danger point, the head technician said. He looked into the manual and then he scratched his head. If we don't get this under control, we'll probably soon be dead. They pushed in some control rods and then they pulled them back. Nothing seemed to help much, the core began to crack. They called up the president, the governor, and the mayor. The phone was ringing off the hook and nobody was there.
Well then, let's all go around to Mary Ann's and pick them a tune upon the piano. There's something nice and it's always on the ice. And you don't have to ask your price for a drink of Coca-Cola. Her front door key is always in the lock. The door is standing open and you never have to knock. For Mary's Irish and so is the cop that beats it around the block. So you'll never go home till morning, you're round to Mary Ann's.
all the animals come out at night. Whores, skunk pussies, buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies. Sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
God, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
They're coming for you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're acting like a child.
Look, they're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
He'll hear you.
Here he comes now. I'm getting out of here.
John!